This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. It's a Saturday in December, and it's stacking time at the 2011 Connecticut Sports Stacking Championships. What, you may ask, is sports stacking? That's precisely the question I put to Glenn Costello, the gym teacher and director in charge of the competition, while all around us scores of agile stackers practiced for their moment in the spotlight.
Sports stacking is basically the upstacking and downstacking of cups. There's 12 of them in a set and certain pyramids in certain sequences, and stackers are stacking it for time.
Glenn Costello not only brought sports stacking to the phys ed classes he teaches in Baltic, he's also a competitor of sorts, but he's not an especially fast stacker of cups. So before it was time to watch high-level competition, I thought I'd better find a contender to show me how the game works. Enter Kaylee Diedrich, a high school senior who drove hours from New York to stack cups against the best. And she acknowledged that she's no slouch herself.
Okay, well, I think I'm not exactly sure, but I'm pretty sure I'm third officially for adult females in the world because I'm 18 now. And I know that I'm one of the best, like, adult female stackers, so.
I asked Kaylee to upstack and downstack her cups slowly in an event known as the cycle, explaining as she proceeded what she was doing.
In order right now, we have a 3, a 6, and a 3. And in order to do the cycle, you have to start off by doing the 3-6-3. That's the first part of the cycle. So you're just going to put one hand over the other and stack these up very slowly using both hands.
And when you're finished, you've got a pyramid of three.
A pyramid of three, a pyramid of six, and a pyramid of three.
Okay.
Forming the 3-6-3.
Step two.
Step two, you go back to where you started and you take them down using both hands.
And the cycle stacking continued apace through.
Now you're left with a pile of 10 in the middle. And using both hands again, you're going to form a big pyramid with four on the bottom.
Wow. It's amazing how those cups slip out and just.
Yep.
Know where they're supposed to go.
Yeah, you got to use your fingers and just slide it along and let them fall one by one. And
wow.
Then you're going to slide out again.
That was cool.
And now you're back to the 3-6. Okay.
If a cup slips away during that process, it's called a fumble, although one of the other stackers with whom I spoke called it a mess-up, which I liked for the informality. Anyway, fumbles must be recovered and restacked, or the stacker has committed a scratch, which means the performance doesn't count. In case you've been transfixed by the notion of cup stacking and you're about to begin searching your cabinets for stackable cups, be advised that normal cups won't work very well. I learned that from an entrepreneur named Lorraine.
Well, you need the special cups with the holes in the tops. Yes, you can't just use plastic cups from the grocery store.
Oh, right, because otherwise the air would push the cups down. And
yes.
Special.
Yes.
How much does an elite set of stacking cups cost?
The most expensive we have are $23, and that comes with a timer.
The serious competitors are serious about their cups. They carry them around in protective cases, which they wear over their shoulders like quivers. Many of these competitors first encounter each other by exchanging videos of themselves stacking. When they meet in person, the encounters can generate celebrity magic.
My son is an autograph signer now.
That's Rose Ford. She and her husband Peter are accompanying their 14-year-old son, Peter Jr., the fastest stacker in Rhode Island. At last year's Connecticut Championship, he out-up-stacked and down-stacked all comers from six states, so no wonder he draws autograph hounds.
He already had, like, how many?
Half a dozen, anyway.
Half a dozen, and today he's signing autographs.
People
now
coming up and saying, hey, would you sign this?
Yeah.
The little guys first coming into the sport, you know, they think these guys
thing
are great.
Yeah.
Makes
it
us
is
proud.
I'm familiar with Little League dads and soccer moms. Before attending these championships, I'd not encountered stacker parents, and the Fords weren't the only ones. Lori and Steve Frechette's son, Tim, has been stacking cups for 3 years. Steve mentioned a benefit I'd not have imagined.
One thing that a lot of people don't realize, like Tim used to have he was chubby before he started stacking. Now he's like worked himself into shape just by doing these.
Lost 16 pounds.
16 pounds just doing cup stacking. So
lost 16 pounds doing cup stacking.
Right. It could be the next new exercise rage.
According to the experts ranging in age from 8 to 18 with whom I spoke, cup stacking has already achieved rage status in Colorado, where the competition began, and in Pennsylvania, California, Maryland, and Texas, where the most recent world championships were held last April. It's also big enough in Brooklyn to have captured the attention of Nathan Robles, who had to stand on two stair steppers just to reach the cups on the table before him. With the help of his mother, Antoinette Robles, I asked Nathan how old he was.
How old are you, my love?
Three.
Three! That Nathan is already an accomplished cup stacker is particularly surprising, since, according to Antoinette, when Nathan began, he didn't have the official cups.
No, he started with paper cups, actually, before he turned 2 years old. He was watching the YouTube videos. That's how I ended up buying him the real cups. And from then on, he's been playing the cups every single day, if he has a chance.
And even when he doesn't have the chance, such as when Nathan is supposed to be eating breakfast.
And sometimes he even stacks other things, like even his food, sometimes the cereals. He would stack them like the little...
Like Cheerios?
The Cheerios. He would stack them one on top of the other. I don't know how his brain is wired.
For the record, Nathan's brain is wired well enough for him to have brought a first-place medal home to Brooklyn. Nobody else under five came close to his times. Given the 3-year-old stacking phenom, the 14-year-old autograph signer, and the cacophony of cups to which you've been treated for the past several minutes, you might be inclined to conclude that there's nothing solemn about this pursuit. If so, you'd be wrong. The entire day's clackety-pop of cup stacks rapidly growing and shrinking was merely a prelude to the stack of champions, during which the entire room went silent as one at a time the best stackers attempted to break various world records. Among them was Michael McCoy of Pearl River, New York. That day at the St. Michael Center, the applause told it all. Mike McCoy had established a new world record in the very event I'd learned about from Kaylee Diedrich, the cycle. I worked my way through a throng of reporters and broadcasters to secure the coveted interview with him.
I thought I had a chance, but I didn't think I would actually get it.
You looked pretty happy when it happened.
Yeah.
Right. How old are you?
15.
And what's next?
I don't know.
You're supposed to say Disney World. I'm going to Disney World, right?
Yeah, I'm going to Disney World.
Okay. Cooperative young man, that Mike McCoy. Maybe Disneyland, maybe not, but he's going places.